And a big aloha. Welcome to Talk Story, the first edition of 2018, the longest running talk show on Maui. I think I'm 29, 30 years, something into it. Enough where it's like I've lost track, you know, I can't remember anymore. But there's some moments that I always do remember, and they're always involved around some very special people. And today's going to be one of those days. I am very thrilled to have on the line with me the one, the only, Willie Kay!
And yay!
Hi, Willie. How are you?
Hi, Suda. How are you?
I'm great. I had pneumonia, you know.
I heard.
I had pneumonia for a week. Literally a week ago, I couldn't even talk. I was like, and that was my Christmas gift. And I guess I just needed to slow down. But you know how that is. You go nonstop. I don't know anyone that does more than you do, Willie.
No. Please. I know exactly what you're talking about. I have people telling me, buddy, you need to rest. You're just playing too damn much.
Yeah.
But then again, it's other musicians who need jobs, though.
Well, that's true. You got to give them a little opening, you know, a little leftovers or something, right? No.
Yeah.
But, no, you're not just doing it here. You've been on the road, and you've been nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, did you ever add up how many gigs you play in a year?
I've never done that. I've always, how I take care of things is that I just go, okay, well, looks like it's going to be Easter soon, and holy smoke, summer's ended.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that.
Yeah. Well, and this year, you know, everyone looks forward to your Blues Fest. It's become like the big thing, you know, and everyone starts talking about it, and this year, it's a lot earlier than last year, because last year, it was in springtime, and this year, we're looking at that coming up this Saturday, and it's like, well, you know how it is with the holidays and everything, and all of a sudden, we turn around, and it's like, whoa, wait a second, the Blues Fest is this Saturday, right? I mean, Saturday at the Mac, and I have to say thank you. I really respect that you did it last year in Lahaina and all that. But I sure like the fact that it's going to be right here in my backyard, and I can drive 5 minutes and get down there, and I know that there's a lot of room and a lot of great stuff and great facilities to see the best in blues happening on Saturday. Now, I'm sure there's lots of reasons you did it Saturday, and some of them could be people like Alice Cooper, Michael McDonald, Pat Simmons, Ray Benson, Alto Reed, and all your other wonderful, and don't want to forget Gretchen Rhodes, who I adore. And and all the people. I think this island is pretty heavyweight right now with some of the amazing musicians who went to Shep's party 2 days ago, right?
Well, that was a killer party.
It would be one party I wished I could have gone to. I really wished I could have gone to. I was too sick. But I scraped around and found some pictures and heard stories, and I couldn't believe what it was like. Who did you get to jam with?
I jammed with Alice's band. It was great to be jamming with Hurricane Nita. She's like the legend guitar player now. So she was awesome to hang out with. And then I got to sit in with Bob Rock and Lily Miola.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and then at the end of the night, I sat in with Steven Tyler.
Wow. That's, you know, there's electricity, isn't there? I mean, there is, isn't this magic energy that just happens when you get all the people like that together in a room?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing that the man who's actually in charge of all of that can make that happen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Shep has the ability just to pick up the phone. And that's enough, right? He just the value of his phone calls. I just like, whoa.
I don't think it's called an ability. I think it's called power. He has the power to do that.
You know what? You are so right. That is power. When you can call up, I heard with Steve Cropper there. I heard Steve Cropper was going to be
there. Steve Cropper was there singing "Dock of the Bay."
Oh my God! To see Steve Cropper to play "Dock of the Bay," which he did with Otis. Oh, my God, that must have been so chicken skin. Did it blow you away to see him do that?
It was great.
Oh, my gosh, I can't even imagine how magical that was. Wow.
And it was really important for me because of the fact that I grew up on that song. And, you know, never thought that I'd ever see the guy who wrote the song and actually sing it. You know what I mean? That was historical for me.
It was the last thing that Otis did before he died. He died, yeah. I think, 3 days later, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That song, and that was the song that totally lived on forever, of course, and was so great. I heard a story about it that they were going to add more besides the whistles. The whistles were just putting in. You know, he does that great whistling at the end. They were going to do more, but they just put the whistles in because they hadn't finished some of the what they were going to do in that puka. But they left the whistles in after he died. I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, it's got the great whistling part, right? Do you whistle, Willie? Can you whistle?
No, I'm not much of a pucker and blow type of guy.
But give him a guitar and watch out. Watch out. I heard you got to play with Gretchen Rhodes doing Respect. I would have loved to see Gretchen do Respect. A little R-S-P-E-C-T.
Oh, yeah. She does a great job doing it, Richard Franklin.
That is something else. Well, here you are. You started working on this Willie Kay and Tribe Big Blues Fest happening. This is which year? This Saturday is how many years? 5 years?
This is the 6th year now.
Six years. And there's been some amazing moments over the years. And, you know, you think back on it, my gosh. So
yeah.
You found you always like to give young musicians a chance. Because
mm-hmm.
that's our legacy, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's the kind of stuff that lives on way after we're gone. And you found a couple of really talented young guys that are going to be playing besides some of the heavyweights. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening with that.
Yeah, we got a couple of new groups over here. One is Katie Russell Band, who is Kurt Russell is he's like one of the guitar techs and assistants at Bounty Music.
Okay, yeah.
He's a young kid that's the height of a Viking and the heart of a angel, man. I mean, the guy is just an all around swell guy, incredible talent, and what a vocal on top of this guy. He sings incredibly well, plus he plays amazingly well. And with his band, I'm sure it's going to just blow everybody's minds away for those people that love the blues here in Maui.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy can, too. I sort of kind of adopted this kid because his father and I used to perform in Oahu every Wednesday night at the Sand Island R&B Club.
Wow.
And there we played the blues together. And his father was the emulator of Stevie Ray Vaughan. It was amazing to see his son come and say, my dad was, and I was like, you look just like him. And, you know, kind of like took him under my wing and gave him some guitars, you know, and gave him some amps and,
wow.
you know, even gave him my truck.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Just so that he can get started on what he wanted to do while he was over here and take care of the guy, you know, because I want to see these guys make it just like I did.
You know, that's the other side of, it's the soft underbelly of Willie Kay that people don't see that much. No, you've got a softy side of you, Willie, that doesn't get exposed to often.
Yeah, well.
I think you do. It comes.
Yeah, you gotta work hard to get to that side.
I do, but you know, to do that, my gosh, just set them up with guitars and a truck and everything. You know what? What a blessing is that? I mean, because it's hard. You know, of course, people go, you know, got to pay your dues. I mean, that's what you hear. You know, got to pay your dues. But
I'm just shortening that training session.
yeah. And you know what? That can make a world of difference. I used to own a musical instrument store on Westwood Boulevard called Paulo's Music. And a kid came in, and he wanted to buy drums, and he didn't have any money. He was playing the drums, and I could tell he was really talented. It turns out he was Ray Brown's son.
Oh, my God.
Ray Brown, Ella Fitzgerald's son. And they did not want to give him any money, and they didn't want him to be a musician. So we gave him a set of drums because his parents didn't want to give him any money, so didn't want him to play music. I found out years later he's living over on Oahu and doing music. Never got to the status of dad, you know, Ray Brown. But you know, if it's in the blood, it's in the blood, and you can't turn it down. You can't stop it. Just like
if it's in the DNA, it's gotta play. That's all I'm saying.
You are so right. You know, and you see that. I mean, it's like trying to bottle up the blues, you know? I mean, something mm-hmm. takes over when you play the blues, you know? I mean, you have this powerhouse force that's beyond mana. I think they have, I think you were dosed with mana plus, Willie. You have mana plus in you. It's that double plus, right? The double plus.
Mana plus.
The double plus mana batteries. and these
mana plus. That's a big one over there, darling.
And
thank you for the stars on that one.
And you got this mana plus going energy, and as soon as you get up with this band, something takes over. And whenever, you know what blows me the way probably the most is every time I've seen you play, I never see you ever hold back. You never, ever, you know, some people just get up and stand there and just kind of go through the motions. But I've never seen you give it less than all when you get up and play. And that's, and it usually goes beyond that. It usually goes beyond all. And that's what makes a great performance is when you see someone giving it their all. And when you get that in the blues, you know, you've seen that and I've seen that. And then something takes over. I've been a fan of the blues since I was very young. And I've had a chance to see some great blues players, you know, like I was saying before with Freddie King and B.B. King and, you know, Albert. You know, some of these great players I've seen. And something takes over with the blues that nothing else holds its place. And you tapped into that, you know, and in the beginning people were going, what? Willie K doing the blues? what's Willie K doing the blues? And the Warehouse Blues Band was about 8 years ago now when you came out with your first blues CD.
Yeah, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Got that one right.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember, and I listened to it, and I went, whoa, you know, and there kind of was no turning back at that point because it wasn't just you. Mick Fleetwood, of course, always loved the blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a whole group of people going, yeah, blues. And now all of a sudden, I know that I was talking to Scott Johnson, and he's saying there's even some stories and work that the blues really maybe came from Hawaii. That there maybe some of the first blues guitars and making the blues might have been started right here on in Hawaii.
Well, the greatest story the greatest story never told, not ever, but never, mm-hmm. is how influential Hawaiian music or Hawaiian entertainment is, responsible for modern day music today, which everybody calls rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, pretty much not too many people know about that. They think that, granted that the history of blues started right after the Civil War, but, you know, growing up to its popularity, you move up a couple of years, and then, you know, you introduce an old, introduce a style that nobody knew and fell in love with. Back in the early 1900s, before 1920, before 1930, during that span of time, within 10 years, you know, Hawaiian music was the most influential music around the world that everybody wanted to learn how to play the slide guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go from here to Alabama to India and find a steel guitar player. And how did that happen? History have it that they've been traveling, all these Hawaiian steel guitars been traveling around the world. And before there was ever an electric guitar made, they made pickups for the steel guitar before they made it for any other guitar.
Uh-huh, I didn't know that.
So yeah, so if anybody who plays rock and roll on a guitar or skanky with a guitar or, you know, playing an electric solid body guitar to a jazz guitar, they got a Hawaiian steel guitar player to thank for that.
You're absolutely right. And the roots... I can see good reason here. There is better music here in Hawaii right now. I mean, I think there's more talent right here on Maui than we can believe anywhere. I mean, you know, you travel a lot, and it's like, you see it. It blows my mind. If I just look around a room sometimes, or I think about who's on the island or who's doing what, and I look at postings, I'm going, there's some amazing, amazing musicians. And then they come here to play and gather, right? So, I mean, mm-hmm. that's the power also of that you have with these blues festivals, which have become world famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people have been hearing about these blues festivals across the country and now across the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no two one of them have been the same. I mean, you look back at each one's been very, very different, right?
Yeah.
And this one, tell me what you're going to be thinking and what's going to be happening. Give me a little bit about the lineup and what's going to be happening. Typically, You know, the bands get up and play, and you never know when you're going to jump up and jam and play with someone, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, we got a bunch, you know, I'm so grateful for all of these, you know, these high-end musicians to donate their time to come up and hang with the Hawaiian blues, man. You know, people like Pat Simmons, Michael McDonald, Alice Cooper, and then, you know, Alta Reed coming in from, you know, his break with Bob Seger, and Mr. Route 66, Ray Benson, showing up, too. That's going to be a gap.
Yeah.
That guy is fun. That guy is fun to play guitar with. He loves to play music, that guy.
Where did you meet Ray Benson?
He was at the party this past weekend.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, people know him from Asleep at the Wheel. I always loved Asleep at the Wheel.
That's right.
Yeah. Always liked Asleep at the Wheel. One of those fun party swing bands, you know, country swing that does everything. But yeah. I never really thought of him as a blues guy.
Well, country music is like, you know, country and blues got together. They created something called rock and roll.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, okay, I'll take that. And country now isn't country anyway. I don't know what country is now. But
no, it's almost like it's bro country now.
It's country, it's pop now. But you know what's? It's all kind of all now called, the real country's kind of called Americana, I think, now or something. But I don't know. I can't keep track of the labels. But the blues is always the blues. Right? I mean, you can do a lot of variety. The thing about the blues is there's probably a million kinds of blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you, okay, I'm going to ask you something that's probably stupid, but define the blues to you. In Willie K's words, what's the blues?
The blues is a music that where both instrument and vocals can harmonize with each other.
Well, that's pretty wide. It leaves the door wide open, doesn't it?
Well, if you play the trumpet, you can't sing at the same time now, can you?
No, but... That,
okay.
But that could be also rock and roll, and that could be...
There you have it.
It could be. But I always would say, see, that's that unspoken element of the soul. It's that unspoken element of the feeling that can't be expressed any other way except by playing it and singing it. That unexpressed element has to come out somehow, and that comes out in the blues. It's kind of a wailing of the soul. You know how to wail the soul, don't you?
You know, there's so many emotions involved with doing the blues. Okay, mm-hmm. Seriously, there is. There's low down, you know, and then there's, you know, excuse me. And then there's like, you know, there's like hardcore and, you know, Chicago style blues and swing blues, you know, all depicting each person's personal emotions and what songs that they write and record.
Well, what are I'm going to ask you a couple of your favorite blues people. What are your favorite blues, couple of your favorite blues influences?
Okay, first of all, B.B. King, none other.
Yeah, B.B. King.
B.B. King. Stevie Ray came after that.
Yeah, Stevie, definitely Stevie.
And then Freddie.
I love Freddie King. Wow. Yeah. Going down. Remember Going Down? Going Down.
Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
Oh, who did this? Jeff Beck did a good version of that one. Remember Jeff Beck doing a version of Going Down? Going Down.
So did Sam Kinison.
Sam Kinison. Alta Reed just walked in the studio. Pull the mic up there. Hi, Alto. How are you?
I'm doing mighty fine. Aloha.
How you, Bo?
Let me tell you what a show you did the other night. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Same for you, my brother. You were kicking it up, too, man.
Having fun, man. It was for a good cause, too.
I know. My head is still ringing. It was so loud.
It was
a party and a half, man.
Well, it was a great collection of just talent and people that came out to support it, you know, buying all the tickets and for the Maui Food Bank there. And Shep, as you said, is amazingly powerful and anybody and everybody who has an opportunity to come in and support his cause, they're there in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And I thank you guys all so very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. You know, you got to give back. We've all been really blessed in this life, this world.
Are you listening, Maui? Yeah. Are you listening to what this professional just saying right now?
I came all the way from Miami to do this. You know, so, and it didn't hurt to have the Willie K Blues Fest moved up next, also to get a chance to come out and play with, in my opinion, one of the finest, most talented musicians, singers of all time, anywhere in the planet, not just here on Maui, and that's Willie K.
Absolutely. Hear, hear. I agree. I'll second that. And everyone does, you know. And there's nothing that ever has been able to define you, Willie. You've never, ever fit in a box. Good luck if you have to ship yourself somewhere, because you'll never fit in that box. You don't fit in boxes, you know. There's just something about you that's undefined, that is just amazing. And I think everyone gets really excited when we're so blessed to be able to have this event right here on Maui this Saturday at the MAC. But as the word gets out in the buzz, people are just still recovering from the weekend, New Year's and everything. But my gosh, folks, you got to wake up and you got to call 242-SHOW and you got to get your tickets, because this thing's going to sell out. It's going to be at the is it the amphitheater? Is that where it's going to be held?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. So, and the gates open at 5, show starts at 6, but this is going to be a full night of music.
Yes, it is.
Well, one of my other brothers in arms in music, Dave Mason, you know, he's going to be there. He's astounding. He's phenomenal. And the challenge for me is when you put Willie K on the stage and Dave Mason on the stage, I find myself going, oh, wait a minute, I got to play. Because I'm watching these two guys and I'm forgetting I'm supposed to play. It's that really hypnotic, mesmerizing to be in their presence. So, in fact, Dave, we can call Dave. He's sitting at home right now. He got a house on Maui.
Oh, not
and so
really.
He,
oh,
yep,
yeah.
He
I've always played Dave's music from the very early days. Every single thing he did.
So he's a part of the community now.
Really welcome, Dave. That's awesome. So we'll have to get him in here.
So what time does the show start, Willie?
Show starts at 6. The gates open at 5. And there's going to be food and, you know, the usual libations over there. And I just hope that when people come, you know, we're going to have a blast. But try to be really careful, because we want everybody to make it back home after the show. But it's going to be awesome. It's going to be off the top. And we're going to be kicking it up. And I'm so happy to be doing it at the MAC, like Sweetheart just said, because... You know, we've given the island a full spectrum of what we want to do, from Wailuku all the way to Lahaina. Now everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, as far as the community is concerned. Now we can just host it at that one place where everything happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's easy for everyone to get there. Professional, everyone's good. You know you can count on all the services. And the only thing you don't want to do is be left out, because more and more people are starting to talk about this. I mean, people woke up. They started talking about it today. You know, they started to want to, like, okay, we got to get tickets. So don't be left out. Call 242-SHOW. And, you know, your whole tribe will be there.
And, yes. All my little monkeys will be there.
You got a lot of monkeys.
Yeah, I do.
And let's see. I just was going to say, well, thank you so much. I know you're really in meetings all day long. There's a lot of what people don't see. And I want to give a shout out, if I can, to Debbie. People don't realize how hard it is to manage, Willie.
She ain't lying. She's telling the truth. I am not offended. She is right about that. I'm not the easiest person to hang out with.
So Debbie is really, and everyone's working hard to make this thing amazing, but there's a lot of pieces coming together from all around the world making this possible this coming week. This Saturday, so don't miss out on it. You know, it's going to be, what a great way to start the year. I mean, what an absolutely amazing way to start the year, right?
Absolutely. Fantastic. Looking forward to it. I'm really excited. Last year's event was over the top. There's so much music there.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
That was a blast.
I think it took me like 2.5 weeks to just kind of sit down and stop dancing. You know, I'm flying back to Miami. People look at me, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "I just came from Willie K. Blues Fest. You don't sit down and do nothing. You know, you got to get up and dance." And it's a great time. Can't wait.
So Willie, thanks so much, and give a hug to everyone.
You're welcome.
We look forward to seeing you and all those superstars and great people and great musicians that make it so special this Saturday. And I really wish you a happy New Year, and I have to say a big, big, big mahalo, because I know.
Well, it's great to hear you now that you're not sick with the pneumonia still, are you?
No, well, they say I'm safe, but. I don't have the energy I used to have 2 weeks ago. I'm still working on. I don't have the Mana Plus you've got. I need some of those Mana Plus batteries right now. Okay, so I'm going to get a few of those Mana Plus batteries or more vitamin C.
Thank you, Sheila. It's great to hear you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you too. Thanks, Willie. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, Alto, bye.
We'll see you in a few days.